This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Overview, what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of a couple of really good professional talk radio personalities. Rick Jensen is here with the smile on his face, smile on his voice. I like that when somebody's got a smile on their voice. He works at WDEL, and well, works. He's on the air at WDEL.
You can't call him.
Yeah. Wow. Come on. Victoria Jones is with us from the DC Radio Company. I suspect that because of the nature of what she does, there may be a little more work. You know, often as a kid growing up on the farm, work meant physical. And yes. Being on the air is not a lot of physicality in that. But Victoria has to chase stories. So that requires action, movement. You know what I mean, Rick? So she's on
the
go. She
is a woman of action, yes.
Action, right.
Action is the best. I am sweating and exhausted at the end of the day.
Are you really?
We need
I knew that would capture Doug's attention.
Right.
The marketing department needs
so
Victoria
simple.
Bobblehead action figures.
There you go.
Okay. Here we go. Let's get it. It's not about me, Victoria. It's about you and Rick. And the stories from Talkers Magazine this week, as they've done every week, the research, listening to lots of radio stations around the country. Remember, News Talk is the most popular format, so a lot of people listening to get the top 10 stories and the list of people that are in the crosshairs, if we will, of conversation. At number 10, the story of the heat wave, not only here in America, but in Europe. We all know what happened last weekend around most certainly of the east of the divide, where Victoria is in Washington, and not far away where Rick is in Wilmington, Delaware. Temperatures in excess of 100 degrees where I was on the farm. I had heat stroke last weekend, and it really, I was dumb enough to be out in the hayfield on the farm, and it was 106. And I don't know that that was the smartest move that I've made for a while, but listen, the same situation exists in Europe with the heat and humidity. It's really pretty unpleasant. So once again, pretty much every week it sparks a conversation about climate change, and so on that goes. Number 9, the $5 billion Facebook settlement. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. You on Facebook? Are we friends on Facebook, Victoria? I don't know that we are. I'm not sure.
I don't know that we are. I have to say, I don't use Facebook anymore. I post once a year on my brother's account, who's dead, on his birthday. But other than that, I don't use Facebook. And I'll tell you when I stop. And I have things to say about this, by the way, in a minute. But this is my thing. But I stopped using Facebook some years ago when Mark Zuckerberg announced that we would no longer get our stream of things in just in date order and as people posted it. But they would decide what was of interest to us. So I thought, okay, I'll give this a go. And I started to realize I was not seeing all kinds of things that were of interest to me the day before, of variety and from my friends, but that they were culling my stories, culling and killing. I thought, no, I'm done with you.
Yeah. Well, then, so you are. Are you on Facebook, Rick?
I have a private account because I have a daughter and she chats on there. I chat on there. I use Twitter more often, and I use the WDEL Facebook page. Something we need to remember is this. If you're getting something for free, like Facebook, you are the product. And the problem is there doesn't seem to be any other competitor with as much influence as Facebook.
Yeah.
There's no real solid competitor.
Right. All right, so anyway, a lot of social media discussion this week on the story list or wrapped around that Facebook settlement. Number eight, well, you wanted to talk about Facebook, though, Victoria, before we move on. I think you said you wanted to say something about this, the settlement. Are you focused on the settlement, or are you talking about Facebook in general?
Well, there's actually another investigation. Well, there is a settlement, but now there is, in fact, yet another investigation. The Financial Times reporting that Facebook's revealed that the Federal Trade Commission has launched a formal antitrust investigation now, just after it, hours after the $5 billion settlement, which is like it's like a couple of lattes to Zuckerberg. So this is more and more. And I was looking at the BBC this morning, their website, which is an excellent website, by the way, and it's free. And there's
It's not free. The government paid for it through taxpayers' money.
Yeah, but you're not paying for it.
No, that's true. So I can go listen to it, watch it.
Yeah, no, it's a good website to read. But there's another Facebook story, so they're in more trouble. But it's just, you know, another example. And there's a when we do get to the Mueller story, he said something very interesting, which we can talk about with regard to Facebook and other social media. So I'll save it and tantalize you.
Oh, very good. All right, number eight is the trade war. American farmers being held hostage once again. And the latest wrinkle on this, you may have remembered, I'm suggesting that a lot of people listening to this program, and perhaps the two of you, Rick and Victoria, were aware of the government's warning to people not to use anything made by Huawei, which is the big Chinese technology company, makes all the burner phones and cheap television, a lot of cheap crap, the usual stuff. But this has inveigled its way into Best Buy and pretty much everybody else that distributes these cheap phones. And what was found apparently earlier, well, the announcement came earlier this week, this past week, but has been known for a while that in these cheap phones are tracking devices and other things that they make as well. So people were warned by the government to stay away from Huawei. So fast forward to the end of the week. As you know, the Chinese are trying to work out a deal with America and vice versa. So we're the last month or so we've been told, well, we're 90% of the way there. Turns out the problem is Huawei. The problem is Trump is in a bad place with the farmers because they don't support him like they did because he and his agriculture department have made a complete mess out of farming in lots of different ways through maneuvering with money and who gets the money. So now the Chinese say, okay, we're going to go back to buying lots of your farm products. The only thing is you can't blackwall or blackmail, blacklist. You can't blacklist Huawei anymore. You have to go back to using them. You can't say the government entities can't buy them. And so now that hasn't been settled yet, but that's the deal that China has put on the table. We'll buy more of your farmers' products, but you have to buy more Huawei. You can't stop us from selling Huawei in America. So let's see what happens, because Huawei, those things, not only are they junk, but they all have tracking devices in them. So the Chinese know what the hell, what's going on. Whoever's got a Huawei phone, they can track them. And do you want some Chinese guy watching where you go to the bathroom? I don't want to have a Chinese guy watching what I'm doing.
I don't want anybody watching, thank you.
Okay, there you go. All
except
right.
The cat.
No, we don't need to see that ever. No.
No, no, no,
no. No, 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 no. So next, we'll talk about the debt ceiling and where we're going other than Jackie Gleason's character was crammed. Ralph Cramden said to Alice, remember, to the moon, Alice, to the moon. Well, we can take that to mean we're going to go to the moon, or that's where we're going with our debt. Maybe both of those things are going to become, because one depends on the other almost. I'll explain what I'm thinking in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Review. Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder of what you need to get rid of those aches and pains that you wake up with. Stiff back, right? Or you are jogging still and your ankles bother you, your knee bothers you, your hips bother you, your back bothers you, your neck bothers you. Here's the game changer. It is Joint Formula 14 from a company in Reno, Nevada called Sierracil. They're a new company. They've got a new formula, and they guarantee that in 14 days, those old sports aches and pains will go away. Gonzo, see you later. I got a lot of farm pains, and they're, you know, we all have stuff that we don't like about our bodies, aches and pains and here and there. If you used glucosamine and chondroitin, that's okay, but it doesn't get the lasting results. You've got to take it over and over again. Joint Formula 14 is different. Get relief or you get your money back. Call for Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil by dialing 877-743-7720. Use the DJV code and you get half off the regular retail price. That's using the promo code DJV. So if you're living with aches, why? Feel better. Go online, get the details at achefree.live. You can also order Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer. It's 50% off the retail price. Or call them if you want. That's easier. 877-743-7720. I don't know about you, but I've changed my buying habits, and I find it easier much of the time to buy online. I didn't think I'd ever feel that way, but I do. So you can, whatever you want to call them, fine. You want to go on achefree.live, that's fine as well. But I want you to feel better in 14 days, or I guarantee you'll get your money back. Achefree.live for Joint Formula 14.
Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
All right, I don't know how to really handle this because it's a disgrace. Debt ceiling goes up again. They made all kinds of deals. We're spending $320 billion more this year than we are taking in. We waste all of that and then some just in the, never mind, you look across broadly all the departments, the Defense Department wastes that much money a year. Fraud, corruption, yep. Abuse. And the Government Accounting Office tells them every year the source of the waste, and we keep, okay, yeah, that's right, we hear the numbers, and that's it. They keep spending your money. And now the budget deficit is up to $22 trillion with this new debt ceiling. It's outrageous, isn't it?
Well, Doug, how much of this do you think has to do with the fact that every single representative district in the country has some element
military.
Of this military-industrial complex where they employ hundreds or thousands of people, and you can't possibly say, oh, the F-35 Strike Eagle, a trillion-dollar boondoggle. We have to keep spending more money into this toilet. Yeah.
Awful. 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For us to continue our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine, the research done from all these talk radio stations, programs, hosts, that sort of thing, to come up with a list every week of the top 10 stories and the people on that list. We're at number 6 now. The tension in the world, whether it be in the Korean Peninsula or the Persian Gulf, and I frankly don't, I'm happy to listen to the two of you. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL and Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm happy to listen to the two of you. I have nothing to add, and I'm not interested, but I will entertain new information if you have it about what's going on in Korea or in the Persian Gulf.
Well, Iran has fired another missile, and I think that's relevant. It's relevant because there is a war of chicken going on. And
say that again?
Chicken going on. Between Iran and the United States, and apparently it got a little too quiet for Iran, so they decided to throw an egg and in this war and escalate it a little bit, and we'll see what the response is. And this is a very dangerous game.
Well, you know what it is? It's back to what we were just talking about a few minutes ago with regard to the debt and the phony baloney stuff that gets hurled at us through the news media regarding war or disruption, and the military-industrial complex will make things that make us more powerful, and we can step on any of these guys like a bug, which in fact we could. But we don't need to. The Japanese can step on the North Koreans like a bug, and so can the South Koreans. So you got all of that. It's all bourgeois. As far as what's going on in the Persian Gulf, that's a little trickier, a little dicier, I think. What do you think, Rick?
Sounds to me like Iran is threatening war. Once they say, hey, we're going to start capturing tankers from Victoria, United Kingdom, and others, those are acts of war, and it is dicey, and you wonder, how will this thing play out? Yeah. I have no idea.
And the people in Iran, for the most part, they're not very jingoistic anyway in Iran. They do like, they're educated, they like their country without the Ayatollah, So we continue to play. Isn't it amazing how many, and if you go back over the history of the world and see how many individuals were responsible for upset versus the masses. It's never the masses. It's always a few kooks like the Ayatollah that create the dismay, the disruption. Well, the Palestinians get along great with the Israelis if the leaders would get the hell out of the way or stop with their political nonsense. Same stuff. Number five.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
No, right, so the Green Movement was younger people in Iran, and they don't like the kind of leadership they have. So, you know, to your point.
Number five, the southern border situation. Here we are again with the news media bringing forth the picture of this mother and her son who traveled up from Guatemala, and they were refused entry in Juarez, come across to El Paso. You know what? I didn't ask her to come up. I'm sorry that her life is bad, and maybe there's a way that she can be helped. But, you know, we're being made the bad guys out of it. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. We are not the bad guys here. And I don't know that this woman is a bad guy either. I don't think she is, and her son. But you know what? They were stopped a couple of feet from the border by a Mexican soldier. And so it's more, it reminds me of that picture after Kent State. Any of you are around for that? That young girl crying over the body of one of the students at Kent State 40 years ago, and she wasn't even a student there. You know, that kind of stuff. This is the news media playing us all like a fiddle. And it's pretty disgusting. The whole business is pretty disgusting as far as I'm concerned. You guys can jump in on that in a couple of minutes. Now, 28 after, on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows. There's 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow. Lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the heels of renewed missile testing by North Korea, a U.S. official now reportedly says Iran has test-fired a medium-range ballistic missile that traveled over 600 miles. CNN reporting the unnamed official has confirmed the launch. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says if it's true, he wouldn't be surprised.
They continue to engage in malign activity. They continue to build out their missile program. They continue to work on their nuclear systems. And yet they want to tell the world that, no, they're just defensive and they're just being a normal nation, and we all see differently.
Pompeo speaking on Fox News. President Trump's to sign a 9/11 first responder bill later today to compensate first responders who suffered illnesses and injuries from the terror attacks in New York City in 2001. He'll sign it during a ceremony with a number of first responders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Talk radio review now with Rick Jensen, performer at WDEL Women's in Delaware. Tori Jones here from District of Columbia.
I'm a worker.
Words. Yes, you are a worker. Yes, you are. I'm Doug Steffen. We're reviewing the top 10 stories. I believe that Mr. Jensen, well, both of you had something that you wanted to say. We go back to the heat wave in Europe and kind of tie it in with number three, Boris Johnson and his first guffaw. So has the heat gotten to him already, Victoria?
Well, what's so fascinating is that there are live blogs. You know, they have live blogs, as we do sometimes, on the really big stories in Britain.
Yes.
And obviously when Boris took over from Theresa May, there was a live blog on him. Well, there isn't a live blog anymore. The live blog is on the weather, which is always a big topic of conversation in Britain. So he's been beaten out by the weather, which topped 100 degrees in Cambridge and in some other parts of Britain. And this is, of course, unheard of. People don't know what to do with themselves.
They don't have air conditioning.
No.
Unless you go to a hotel. Yeah, it's bad.
It's crazy. So the weather's awful. Meantime, Boris is, he's been literally culling his, using that word again, culling his cabinet, the previous cabinet, bringing in all these new people. It's been called, you know, he's blonde. It's been called the Knight of the Blonde Knives, as he's been knifing everybody and bringing people in. Now, you have to remember, he's a very colorful character, but he has always had a loose relationship with the truth. And back when he was a journalist, he was fired from his first job in journalism from the Times for making up a quote. One of his journalism colleagues, after he was a foreign correspondent in Brussels, made a poem up about him, which said, "Boris told such dreadful lies, it made one gasp and stretch one's eyes." And people still talk about that. But Boris is very good at rallying people. He's very positive. You know, he says everything's going to be great. He's very positive. He doesn't talk things down. He talks things up. And if people want that feeling, that's a great thing, particularly since Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, is so... Boris is in a good position right now.
Well, not if he flubs up the Brexit thing by taking a hard line with the Irish. I think that spells certain death for him. Maybe you and I, because we've been there a couple times to see what goes on, have a feel for what the situation is there. But you said to me off the air you thought he was a smart guy playing a dumb guy. That's the case or not, sometimes you can overplay your part. And in this case, there's no reason. And by the way, I thought it was interesting to understand, Rick, Nancy Pelosi saying to Boris, you know, look out. But basically, that was, if I understand it correctly, as sort of a backup to Trump. Remember, we talked 3 or 4 weeks ago about Trump making a deal with the British, with Theresa May, before she left, to save Britain, in essence, to make sure that it stayed afloat. We'd do a lot of stuff trade-wise, and there wouldn't be any consequences. Right. We have no, you know, it'd be like the 51st state. So Pelosi, sort of backing that up, says, you got no deal if you screw up the Brexit by making Northern Ireland feel like they are estranged. So...
Well, that's the backstop wherein they want to be able to have unencumbered trade throughout the EU and Europe. And as a matter of fact, this is the last solid border there is between the EU and the UK as well. But, you know, Doug, to your point, one benefit of free trade is that it slashes the cost of supply chains, and fair trade agreements like the EU's agreement on the European Economic Area. Well, it makes buying products around the world actually cheaper and easier. So with Brexit, Britain leaves this agreement, the EEA, and that has reduced tariffs in Europe. So supply chains from everything, from food, energy is going to be broken. And we may or may not benefit from this, but I will tell you this right now, Victoria, your Cadbury and your British tea prices may go up.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm very aware. This is not a positive thing for chocolate eaters.
A disgrace. All right. The number two story this week is a focus on the race, the presidential race debate coming up next week. You got a scorecard if you even really care. I'm more interested when it comes to the race or the election as to how the Mueller, I think 2-1, excuse me, the Mueller testimony is number one this week. I think 2-1 go together, and I'll tell you why.
Mueller,
do you want me to tell you why? Maybe you don't want me to.
Oh, please tell us.
Oh, please. Oh, don't tell us. Oh, tell us,
Phil.
Hardly in genuine.
No, there is no. You're not genuine at all, no.
I'll proceed anyway.
Go on.
The
Mueller warning that came from the hearing, basically he said, as we sit here, Russian interference continues. I'm about to sneeze.
Yes.
Let's go to commercial, and we'll be back. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one, plus free shipping. use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon, you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon. All right, let's continue now. My sneezing seems to be over for the moment. So what we're doing here is connecting, according to Talkers Magazine, the presidential race is number two, and the Mueller testimony this week, number one. So Victoria and I have agreed, without talking about it ahead of time, that we have the same point of view here, i.e., and this is what I always like to do on my own, in my own program, my own way, is dig into stuff and find out what other people aren't saying or what you haven't heard. And so what you probably didn't pay much attention to was Mueller's warning that the Russians are everywhere. Not the exact word, but he did use the phrase, as we sit here, there are 50 states that have been targeted by the Russians. Our vulnerabilities remain. And you see, that was, instead of this theatrical BS that preceded and the antecedent of this is the same thing, that we're going to get Mueller so we can get Trump. Well, that's not, so what? That isn't really the story here. The story is that we're being screwed over by the Russians, and so not only are we, but other countries where the Russians are just doing their thing, and nobody seems to be, I mean, what are they afraid of? Why are we afraid? Why is anybody afraid of that little runt puking Putin?
Well, and there's more. He said they're doing it as we sit here. They expect to do it the next campaign. And then he added many more countries have got now developed similar capabilities based in part on the Russian playbook. And then this week, a Senate Intelligence Committee report, bipartisan, came out, found Russian began targeting the election system in 2014, and the attacks continued. Now, what's come out, and what people are finding, and this is that some of the other countries that host online influence operations with a history of interfering across borders include Saudi Arabia, Israel, China, Iran, the United Arab Emirates, and Venezuela. And we already know that Iran is targeting us. We know Saudi Arabia has targeted us. And we know there's a company in Israel called the Archimedes Group that is basically a company for hire where you can just go to them and say, yeah, I want to target such and such a country. We'll do it for you.
Mm. Isn't that something, huh? Welcome to 2019, or maybe welcome to 2020. But that, I think, all right, so Rick, you haven't been heard on this. What do you think?
Well, I was talking with a friend of mine, Josh Marpet, who is an internationally well-known white hat hacker and security expert. And he said the key for us when it comes to these elections.
Wait a minute, hold on just a second. Wait a minute. What's a white hat hacker versus.
It's a guy who can hack into anything, but
he doesn't do it for a black hat hacker.
Yes, there are. Yeah, that's just it. Those are the bad guys who hack into mainframes and software for nefarious purposes. And he's actually a good guy who works for the government as well as businesses. And when he said the key is for our elections, if you're really worried about anyone getting into the voting machines, for example, make sure that they don't just have a memory stick that's easy to take out and replace if somebody's behind the curtain. Make sure it's not hooked up to the cloud. In other words, keep it offline. And that's one thing something we need to do to protect ourselves, because just like we do with other countries, their spy agencies want to get all the information and try to create some sort of disruption in our world, right?
Yeah, right. Speaking of disruption, I want to circle back for a minute with your permission. We were talking about Boris, and we sort of threw in the English heat wave. Did you know that as we go into the weekend, the temperature in Paris is 108 degrees? How the English had 100 degrees. I had 105 on my farm last weekend, but the continent is sweltering. They have, in many areas of Europe, more air conditioning than they do in England. But this is the second heat wave of the summer. Now, whether it's the new normal or not, and whether we're going to talk about climate change every week, it seems to be there's something that connects it to the realities. But I'm trying to think, as many times as I've been in France and in Paris, how they would deal. Because it's normally 80 degrees is hot over there, never mind 108. Here where we are, it's 90 degrees is common, 95 where you are, Victoria. And I think in Delaware, you also have, in the summertime, into Delmarva, well, although you get the breeze a little there, I think, don't you? So it's not quite so hot as it might be in Washington, Rick.
That's humid. Oh, man. Humid, Delaware is just known to be sticky, sticky humid, man. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, just imagine if you're traveling and you have a vacation scheduled. I don't know what the rest of, we don't know what the rest of the summer is going to be like, but I would think it would be pretty miserable traveling around in Europe. if that's, you know, because that's a great tourist destination. Who doesn't want to go to Europe and spend a week or two? It's hard to imagine. Go ahead. What did you start to say?
I was going to start to say, remember in cities like Paris and London, the streets are narrower. The buildings are closer together. Everything's older. So it's hotter.
Yeah. It really, it's a pretty amazing reality thinking about it. All right. The people list. Let's see. We have a couple of comments before we run out of time here with some of the names on the list. Boris Johnson, William Barr, Mitch McConnell, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, AOC. There was something about her that I wanted to, and I've lost it. The business about the squad, I don't know. Is it worth it? It's more news media baloney, as far as I'm concerned. Anybody got anything they want to say?
Yeah, I'll pass. I'm sick of all these people.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, right. And the makeup of the, you know, it's all made up. My question is, how are these people representing their district? What are they doing? They're elected to represent 450,000 individuals that live in a certain geographic area. How is all this grandstanding representing the people that they were elected to represent?
And bear in mind, this did start after they were attacked in a tweet, this squad business.
I know, but it goes on and on. Okay, you say sticks and stones. Yeah, I mean, you just look at, okay, it's the source. Who cares? What do you expect from him? And you move on. You don't keep, you know, trolling around making something out of nothing. Trump plays on stuff like this, so if you ignore him, he goes away. And even if he doesn't go away.
I know. If you ignore him, he goes away. I think this is a different generation. This is a generation that does not ignore, but that fights back.
Yeah, they're just making something. I mean, I don't see this. We all know who these people are. We all know where their consciousness is. And I find it, if I were in one of their districts, I'd be making a lot of racket about how they're not representing me but themselves, and that's it. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Rick.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Not forsake me, oh my darling. On this our wedding day, do not forsake me, oh my darling. We know. Do not
Frankie Lane. One of the great singers of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and he did a lot of movie themes, including the music from High Noon. The story, well, there were a lot of different songs that came in that era, but he did mostly westerns. And so now we have in the focus a movie that opens up today, instead of Once Upon a Time in the West, it's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't like usually the stuff that comes from this guy, but I am intrigued, I must admit, by this movie. What about you, Chucker? Chuck Curry, our movie.
I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood last night. First, I want to prophesize to say the reason we play that song, which is Do Not Forsake Me, My Darling, was in the movie High Noon. This week in movie history, High Noon hit theaters in 1952, starring Gary Cooper, who was an awesome talent, I think. Very one of the most likable actors you'll ever see on the big screen. Anyway, I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood last night, and I got to tell you, I really, really liked this movie. It takes place in 1969 Hollywood. A really good star pairing in Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. As good, Doug, as Leonardo DiCaprio is in this film, I think this movie's stolen by Brad Pitt. He is simply awesome. I guess I just liked his character a lot.
Are the two of them friends in real life? They haven't done anything before together, I don't think.
They have not. I don't know their background. I'm sure they know each other. After doing a film, they know each other.
Yeah.
Pretty well, but I was trying to think when I was watching it, some of the great star pairings in the business, like, you know, Paul Newman and Redford and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I thought Steve McQueen and Paul Newman pairing in the Towering Inferno back in 1974 was really pretty awesome also. But I got to tell you, I like this movie a lot. It was refreshing to see something different other than the superhero movie.
Yes.
What's interesting about it, it's Tarantino's sort of like, you know, he loves pop culture. He loves film. He loves TV. And you see all this in this film. It's a good story. It does deal with fictional characters. DiCaprio plays a movie actor who's sort of on the last leg of his career. Brad Pitt plays his stuntman and friend and driver in the film. And then you deal with real-life characters like, you know, they deal with the Sharon Tate and the Charles Manson murder back in 1969. I'm not going to tell you what he does with this in the movie. He may or might not change history, but I got to tell you, I thought this movie was fascinating. I had a lot of fun with it. Having said that, the last hour of this movie, Doug, has a real ominous feel to it, and it almost feels like a horror film to some extent.
That's the problem with dealing with what's his face. He's always got to throw the blood and guts into everything, and that's what bothers me. So you having said that to me, I don't want to see it.
No, I think you should see it. I'm telling you, it's just, I give it an 8.5 out of 10. I think it's as good a film as Tarantino's done since Pulp Fiction, and I think that says a lot. Yeah, I like this movie a lot. It really, really good. Well worth seeing. Good
film. I don't like Pulp Fiction. I never saw the thing the whole way through. Enough of it I saw to make me want to not see it. So, John,
you know, I got an interesting story. I want your opinion on this.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone gave an interview. I forgot the magazine, and he says he is actively writing another Rocky movie, and the storyline is going to be where Rocky befriends an illegal immigrant who is a boxer, and that's what the storyline deals with. It has nothing to do with the Creed universe. I don't know at the end of the movie, is the audience going to be yelling, send him back, send him back? I don't think so. But I am intrigued with the fact that Stallone cannot get off the Rocky bandwagon. And I get why, because, you know, I think it is all right. I do. I love the last three movies but you know what's another interesting thing about this interview? He said that after Rocky V, when it didn't perform at the box office and was not as it should have, and it was not critically well received, that his agent dumped him and he had a hard time getting work. And also, he does not own a piece of the Rocky franchise in terms of control. He does not. He does not, which I found really, really, I did not know that. Right. Obviously, he can pitch ideas and they bite the people who control it, but he does not himself creatively control what that character does.
Huh. That's pretty interesting. All right. 5 seconds on what's coming out this weekend.
Basically, it's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Lion King's going to be number one again, but this will be number two. Have a great weekend, Doug.
All right, you too. Chuck Curry is our movie man, our movie moments here on the DJV program. We're at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.